Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor at the Kodesh Family Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now, get ready to be transformed by this message.
Let us pray. Father, we are grateful, we are thankful. Holy Spirit, we thank you once again for another opportunity to sit at your feet, to hear you. We pray that you minister to our hearts, transform us, that we do not live the same way as we came. We pray for a touch in our hearts, in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands together for the Lord and please be seated. And this afternoon, I am sharing a very simple message with you. And this is, once again, our Feeding 527. And I believe the Lord is going to speak to us. Philippians chapter 2. And verse number 4. We are sharing from one of our prophet's books, Others. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you have the book, which every one of you should, the prophet's books are free for all of us, all of his children, and your friends, and beyond. So please, if you don't have the book, at the end of the service, see one of the Basenta leaders or one of the shepherds, and they will help you to own the book right here. Others, and we are reading from chapter 1. What you must know about others. Philippians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. It says, look not every man on his own things. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let his mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, that is a very important message, to have a certain mind that was in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. It says, this type of thinking, this mindset was in Christ Jesus. And he says, let this mind be in you also. And what is that mind? That you look not on your own things only, but every man also. Say also.
Also.
Say also.
Also.
So in addition to looking at your own things, every man ought to look also on the things of others. Amen. And the Bible says this was Jesus' mindset, that he looked on the things of others. He thought of the things of others. He considered others. This was his mind. And I believe that it's a great blessing to have the mindset of Christ. I desire to have a mindset of Jesus. Amen. Now, a book says, many years ago, there was a great general of the kingdom of God who lived and founded the Salvation Army. He had many leaders and bore much fruit for the kingdom of God. One day, he sent an important telegram to a group of his leaders. So, this founder who founded the Salvation Army had churches all over, and he was away. And in those days, the only way they could communicate when you were away was not by text messages or email or phone calls, but it was a way of communicating, and was by form of telegram. Now, telegram was something that was sent in what today may be look as, I'm not sure what we can compare it to, But you will write a message and it will be transmitted. It can be compared to fax or perhaps text messaging. It's compared to text messaging. But it was very expensive. The more words you write, the more expensive it was. Telegram was very expensive. So if you want to send a message, you have to be very brief. To the point, you can't even use the and all kinds of articles. No prepositions. So you write straight up message and it's gone. Because the more you write, the more expensive it is. So this general had a need to send message to his leaders. And it was through a telegram. So the telegram was sent and it called for all the leaders to gather so they could receive this message. And so all the leaders of the church gathered. And when they gathered, the telegram arrived. Now when the telegram arrived, they were all expectant. They wanted to know what message it was. They were expecting instructions, perhaps on leadership, instructions on starting churches, how to start a church, instructions on how to shepherd the people, and so on and so forth. And so they were expecting instruction 1, 2, 3, because now they have called for all the leaders to come from various places together. And when they opened the telegram, they had a shock of their lives. There was only one word in the telegram. And guess what that word was? Others. The word in the telegram was others. One word. So the gathering of the Salvation Army leaders sat there stunned, wondering what to make of the message others. They were wondering what did this leader, who was William Booth, meant by this unusual message. And as they sat there, quietly thinking about the word others, God in his own special way ministered to them through this single word, others. Hallelujah. So the message of others is what we want to share today. One, others means others exist. It means others exist. Hallelujah. Two, the message of others is that our minds must be on others. Our minds must be on others. Three, that we are to spend our lives for others. We are to spend our lives for others. Means when you do something for the day, it should be that not just for you, but for others. That there are times that you do things, there are times that you travel just for others. Are you listening? There are times that you just go places just for others. Amen. It means we must live for others. We must live for others. Not just live for ourselves and our families, but for others. The message of others is also that we must lay our lives down for others. We must lay our lives down for others. Are you listening?
Yes.
To lay your life down means to sacrifice. That there should be times in your life that you are, for instance, not sleeping. And not just because you want to pass your exams, but for others. You are drinking coffee to stay awake for others. Like you are fasting and praying, not for your own needs, but for others. Amen. It also is a message for all that means we must use all the blessings of God or the blessings that God has given to us to care for others. We must use the blessings that God has given to us to care for others. Hallelujah. So I'm going to share with you four things that you must know about others. How many of you want to know something about others? If Jesus' mindset was about others, then I think it's important that you know something about others. Perhaps if you do know something about others, it will change your attitude towards others. Amen. So four things that you must remember about others. And if you can remember these four things and keep them in mind when it comes to others, you can probably have a right attitude towards others. So number one, others need Christ. You are not clapping. Others need Christ. That means other people need Christ. From here on, others means other people. Others need Christ. Turn with me to John chapter 4 and verse number 25. John chapter 4 and verse 25. It says, do you all remember the woman at the well? When Jesus met the woman at the well, the Bible says, the woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. So this is a woman who came to fetch water at a well. When Jesus was traveling with his disciples, they came to a place where they were very tired, and they sat by a well, Jesus with his disciples, and then he sent the disciples to town to go and buy stuff. And whilst Jesus was resting by the well, this woman came to fetch water. She came with a pot to fetch water. And she had an encounter in a conversation with Jesus. And Jesus had asked her to get water for her. And the woman said, we Samaritans don't have relationship with Jews, and so on and so forth. So they were having a conversation, and the Bible says, we cannot have time to read the whole story. I believe you know about that story. It says, the woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. We know that there's supposed to be a Messiah, which is called Christ. I don't know why you ladies, beautiful ladies, are so far. Can you come closer, please? And young men, come closer if you are not. Oh, young men are engaged in. Yeah. Christian, come and sit here. Amen. It says, the woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, that the Messiah will come, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. That means he was telling Jesus that the things you are telling me, they are not the Messiah things. But when the Messiah comes, he will tell us all things. Then Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee, I'm he. I am the Messiah. Wow. What a revelation. This is the Messiah that they were all expecting. And this poor woman sitting right by him, he says, the person you are speaking to, I am he. I am the Messiah. Jesus revealed himself to this woman. He says, and upon this came his disciples. That means that just as this conversation was happening, at that time, the disciples came. Are you listening? That means the moment that Jesus revealed himself to the woman, the disciples walked in. What a moment for that woman. Because the disciples could have just come and interrupted, and this revelation, she would have missed this revelation. Are you listening? What a great opportunity. What a moment. He says, Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. I am the Messiah. And the Bible says, and upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? They didn't say it. They looked and they just marveled. But they said it in their hearts. And now listen. The Bible says, the woman then left her water pot. She left her water pot. It says, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come, see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. Put your hands together for the Lord. It says, the woman then, after she found the Messiah, after she discovered, after this great revelation came to her, when she discovered that this is the Messiah, the Bible says she did not think that she had to finish fetching her water. She came to fetch water. She came with a water pot to fetch water. That is why she came. Are you listening? She came to the well for a purpose. She came to the well to do what? To fetch water. But the Bible says, as soon as she discovered that this is the Christ, she left her water pot. She left her water pot and went to tell others about him. She went to tell others about the Messiah. She left her water pot. Amen. She remembered immediately that there were men in the city. Men in the city who have pursued her. Men in the city who have slept with her. Men in the city who have deceived her. Men in the city who are sinners. Men in the city who need a Messiah. And the moment she discovered this is the Messiah, the Bible says she left her water pot and ran to the city. She knew that there are others that need this Messiah. Hallelujah. She didn't think that fetching water was a priority. She didn't say that my household needs water. This is why I came here. Let me fetch them water first. Let me ensure that they all have water. And then I'll go in the city to tell the men. She didn't feel that I have to accomplish my need first. I came here for a reason. But the Bible says that she left her water pot and went to the city. Hallelujah. There are many people who think their career must be finished. They must finish their career before they will tell others about Christ. There are many people who feel they have to raise their children first, and when they are done, they will tell others about Jesus Christ. There are many people who think they have to finish school, and then they can tell others about Christ. Is somebody listening to me? The Bible says, when she received that revelation, when she found out this is the Christ, she ended the conversation and she went to town. to tell others about Christ. He says, come and see a man. Is this not the Christ? I have found the Messiah, and I think you should know about it. And the Bible says, when the men heard, he says, when they heard, he says, is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. And they came to the Messiah. Amen. Amen. They needed the Messiah. Yes, there were men who were pursuing her, men who were doing all kinds of things with her, but they needed the Messiah. Because when they came and they found the Messiah, they stayed. They didn't want him to leave. Everyone needs Christ. Is somebody listening to me? There are others who need Christ. So always remember that there are many people who need Christ. Millions and millions of people do not know Jesus because the church has failed to think about others. There are many people. Think about it. There are millions. If you walk down the street or if you sit on a train, there are several of the people in the cabin that you are in that do not know about Christ. There are several, many, millions of people. And it's because the church has failed to tell others about Christ. Hallelujah. So remember that many, many people do not know about Jesus Christ. And they are waiting to hear the pure gospel preached to them. They are waiting for someone to say that there is the Messiah. Is this not the Christ? They are just waiting for you to just tell them. They didn't need anything. All they were waiting for was someone to find the Christ and come and tell us. She didn't need to do anything. The Bible says that she just told them, is this not the Christ? And they all went out of the city to come to the Messiah. She didn't have to do anything. Amen. Amen. There are many who give their hearts to God or are willing to give their hearts to God if only someone will witness to them. There are many, and we have seen it. If we ever have any opportunity and we invite people, there are people who are ready to receive Christ. It's just that you have not invited them. You have not told them about the Messiah. You have not told them about the Christ. There are many. Amen. The woman of Samaria was quick to remember others. After she was blessed to know Jesus, she thought of all the people in her city that did not know about Jesus. The woman of Samaria is a great example of someone who remembered others. Hallelujah. Most people are happy to receive something good, but rarely think about others who don't have what they have. Many people, it is rare for people to think about others when they find something good. It is very rare. Many people, when they find something good, they do not share with others. But the Bible says, let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you. This was the mind of Christ, that he was conscious of others. He thought about others. And if you are Christ-like, if you are a Christian, you are like Christ, then let this mind be in you. Hallelujah. Number two, others need a shepherd. Others need a shepherd. Others need a shepherd. And other sheep I have, John chapter 10 and verse 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Hallelujah. This is Jesus. He says, other sheep I have. I have other sheep which are not in this fold. There are other sheep besides this fold. There are others besides us. He says, other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. Them also I must bring. These others, I care for them. Yes, they are not here, but they are important to me. Them also I must bring. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing? This was the mindset of Christ. He says, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. There are others that need the shepherd. They need to hear his voice. Amen. They need to hear him. Other sheep also that I have. This means there are many sheep in other places who are waiting for the shepherd. Jesus was constantly aware of other people who needed his shepherding. There are several others who needed his love. He was constantly aware of that. That there are others who need him. Others who need his care. Jesus was aware of many others who needed his shepherding and pastoral teaching. Are you aware of others? Do you think of others? Amen. Do you think that there are others that need shepherdorial caring? Hallelujah. This was always the mindset of Christ. This was how he thought. Look at Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1 and verse 33. Mark chapter 1 and verse 33. He says, and all the city was gathered together at the door. Now, go back to maybe verse 30. Verse 30. It says, Simon's wife's mother lay sick for a fever, and anon they tell him of her. So they told Jesus that Simon's mother-in-law was sick. Verse 31, and he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. And at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. Do you see? So he was healing so many people, and the whole city now gathered at the door. I believe it was Simon's mother-in-law's house. When he came, the whole city had gathered at the door. Verse 34, and he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devil to speak, because they knew him. He suffered them not to speak. Of course, devils will identify Jesus in a moment. So he healed so many. Are you listening? Are you following the story? He healed so many. Now, if you are the pastor and so many people have gathered like this, you are healing them, the church is just booming. The people are increasing. He says he healed so many. And then in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Do you see? He's preparing himself again for the next day. It always ought to be prayers. So when we are asking that you wake up at 5 a.m. to pray, it's something that Jesus did. The Son of God, who came from heaven, that he knew that there's something important about dawn prayers. And you, when people have risen up to pray, you decide to sleep and snore. I mean, what is left of your life? If Jesus felt it necessary that he will rise up at dawn whilst everyone was sleeping, why wouldn't you also rise up when everyone else is sleeping? But you would rather join the sleepers to sleep. Some of you have never joined dawn prayer meetings ever to pray. Amen. But Jesus, the Bible says that, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and prayed. Now look at the next verse, verse 36. And when they had found him, because when he went to a solitary place, they also slept. They didn't know where he was. As he was praying, they were sleeping. Like, I'm not looking at you. Why are you looking at me? I have not mentioned your name. I can pull my list right now. I have my Zoom list here. The muters and the blankets. I'm looking at it. Tell your neighbor, repent. Say, let this attitude be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. So the Bible says these people, the disciples, now woke up, brushed their teeth, ate breakfast, and they were looking for him. And he says, and they went, and when they had found him, they said unto him, let's all read it. All men seek for thee. The whole town has now gathered, including the neighboring towns. They have all gathered. All men seek for thee. It's like, come, come, come. The church is booming. You can't believe what crowd is waiting for you. Wouldn't you be excited if you are the pastor? He said, all men seek for thee. All men. Oh. You just come and say, where are they? All men seek for thee. So they came with excitement. They came with great news. They say, you can't believe what is happening in the town. You can't believe what is happening right now. You are not a small person. All men seek for thee. All men do what? Seek for thee. All men want to meet you. Everyone in the city wants to see you, including the chiefs. All men seek for thee. And then look, the next verse. This is a mindset that he walks around with. The Bible says, and he said unto them, let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also. Let us go to the next town. They have heard enough. They know me. That is why they are coming. They will come. But there are others who have not heard about me. There are others who have not heard me preach. There are others who have not heard this good news. There are others who need to hear what they have heard. So let us go to the other town. Don't mind the crowd. Don't mind that the church is growing. Don't mind that we are big. We have others who have not heard the good news in the other towns. Let us go. He says, for therefore I came forth. Therefore, for this reason came I forth, that others will hear the gospel. That others who have not heard will hear. Let this mind be in you. This was the mindset of Christ. Always thinking of others. That many people have heard. You have heard too much. There are others that need to hear. Let us go to the other town. Let us go out to the street. There are others walking on the street who have not heard about Christ. There are others at your job who have not heard about Christ. He says, yes, they have gathered thousands of them. They have heard. That is why they are coming. But there are others who are not coming because they have not heard of me. There are others who are not here because they have not heard. There are others who have not tested the power of God because they have not heard. Others need to hear also. Amen. Let us go to the next towns. Not the next town. To the next towns that others will hear also. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing? It is important to remember that many Christians need a shepherd. It is one thing to be saved. It is another thing to be pastored and shepherded properly. Hallelujah. There are others who need shepherds. There are others who need churches. There are others who need pastors. There are others who are waiting for us to train them, to bring them up. There are others who can become pastors. They are just waiting for you to bring them in. Someone brought you to the church. That is why you are a shepherd today. That is why you are a Basenta leader today. There are others who need to hear about Christ. Say amen. Amen. Number three, others must hear the message. Others must hear the message. Luke chapter 4 and verse 40. Luke chapter 4 and verse number 40. He says, now, when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with diverse diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he, rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place. And the people sought him and came unto him. Do you see? And stayed him, meaning that they begged him that he should not depart from them. Wow. The message was so powerful, they begged him that he should not go anywhere. Many of us like it like that. We don't want the pastor to go anywhere. We don't want to go anywhere. We like it here. We like you to be here. Isn't that so? This is our small group. This is our fellowship. We are happy here. So they stayed and they begged him that he should not depart from them. Don't go anywhere. We want to have you for ourselves. When we are sick, we come and talk to you. When we are hungry, we need bread, we come to you. When we need a job, we will come to you. We have to have someone that we will come to all the time. Don't go anywhere. We are happy with you. Is somebody complaining? No. Stay. Where are you going? We are happy with you. Don't go anywhere. Are you listening? They said, don't go anywhere. Do not shoot. They begged him that he should not depart from them. He should not depart from them. The next verse. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also. I know you like me. I know the word is powerful. How many of you are enjoying the word of God this afternoon? He says, but I must preach the word, the kingdom, to others also. There are others who need to hear what you are hearing today. There are others who need to hear about Christ. There are others who need to hear about the power of God. Hallelujah. He says, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. That is the reason I came. I came not that the message be preached to this group of people only, but there are others also. My mission is that after others have heard, I should go to others who have not heard. Joanna, isn't that so? Isn't that what he's saying? He said, for this reason, I was sent. I was sent for this reason. This is why I came. That when someone has heard, I don't stay. I have to go and tell another person. If you have heard about Christ, it becomes your due diligence and your duty for you to also now tell others. To tell someone else what you have heard. But we hear, we write, and then we cover it. And then we put it in our pockets. And then we come again, and then we hear, and then we write, and then we cover it. There are others that need to hear also. There are others that need to hear. Amen. It says, others also, for this reason, I was sent, that they also must hear. And the next verse, verse 44, it says, and he preached in the synagogues of Galilee. He went from the church to church preaching about the kingdom of God. He left them. Amen. Let this mind be in you. Others must hear the message. Say, others must hear the message. And finally, others have issues. Others have issues. Do not only think about your issues. Do you have issues? Well, others also have issues. Think about the issues that affect other people. Many people have diverse problems. Many people have complicated issues that they cannot resolve. Most of the time, we are bogged down by our own issues. Are you bogged down by your own issues? We do not lift up our eyes to see how other people are suffering. It is said that most Christians do not remind themselves that others have issues. Many Christians do not remind themselves. Many Christians, when they do well, they do not remind themselves that other people also have issues. Now, if you who has two legs, you have two legs and two eyes, if you cannot get a job, then can you imagine how difficult it is for a blind person to find a job? Have you thought about that? If you, with your two eyes and your two legs, it is difficult to get a job. You who can see internet and see jobs. Think about a blind person who also needs a job. If you who have two legs and two eyes cannot get a job, then imagine how difficult it is for a cripple who can go anywhere, a cripple who can go for interview, to find a job. It is time to start thinking about others. Hallelujah. I say it is time to start thinking about others. It is time to start meditating on others. It is time that your mind should go on others. What is it like for beggars? What is it like for blind people? What is it like for the handicapped? When you think about others, you receive the compassion and the grace to help them. You know, you will never have compassion for people if you don't think about them. I'm telling you. People's issues will never bother you if you don't think about them. You know, if you don't think about others, their issues will not trouble you at all. You know, sometimes you work in a certain place and you see recently there was a young man. I don't even want to say man, because very young. And he suffered a heart attack. He suffered a heart attack just because he couldn't breathe. You know? And when I look at the parents, when the parents came, you know, because, of course, I mean, he became brain dead just because of that. You know, and when I look at the parents, you see, you see the parents come in and they're so quiet, and they come in, they sit sadly, and then they leave. If you don't think about them and put yourself in their situation, you can never feel how they are feeling. You can't even imagine how they are feeling. So if you don't think about others, you can never be concerned about other people's issues. If you don't let others' minds be on you and say, what is it like for this person to experience this? What is it like for this person to go through this? How is it like for this person who wants this thing so badly is not having it? If you don't have a heart that can meditate on other people and think of other people, people's issues will not bother you. People's issues will not trouble you. Amen.
Amen.
Philippians chapter 2 and verse 4. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 4. It says, let not every man on his own things. It says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Every man also on the things of others. Look not every man on his own things. Church, I think we have looked at our own things for too long. We focus on our own things for too long. We concentrate on our own things for too long. Hallelujah. It has been about your own things for too long. The Bible says, look not every man on his... Do you have the NLT? Put out the New Living Translation. Look at that. It says, don't look out only for your own interests. Gina, we have looked for our own interests for too long. We have been a church that focused on our own interests for too long. Tina, we have focused on our own interests for too long. It says, don't look out only for your own interests. Don't look out only for your own interest. How many times do you sit in a car and drive somewhere, spend gas money and toll, not for your interest, but for someone else's? How often do you do that? How often? How often? He says, don't look out only for your own interest. It is not Christ-like. This is not the mind of Jesus Christ. It is never a Christian behavior that you look only for your own interests. That all of these things should work for you before you consider other. The Bible says that when the woman, when it was revealed to her that this is the Messiah, this is the Christ. Yes, she had an interest. She had a reason for coming to the well. She came with a water pot. She came to fetch water. Her household needed water. She needed water in the house. But when she found the Christ, the Bible says she left the water pot and went to the city to tell others about Jesus Christ. Don't look out only for your own interest. Only for your own interest. Look at your neighbor and say, don't look out. Only. Say, only for your own interest. Say, it has been about your own interest. It's too long. It's too long. It is not a blessing to look for your own interest only. I don't think the Bible is saying don't look out for your interests. That's not what the Bible is saying. Is that what the Bible is saying? The Bible is saying don't look out only for your own interests. Say, I will look out for others. Say, I will look out for others. That is a blessing. It says, but take an interest in others. Oh, you didn't add it. Look. It says, don't look out only for your own interest, but take an interest in others. In others too. Add other people's interests to yours. Add other people's needs to yours. Emmanuel, add other people's needs to yours. Amen.
Amen.
When you are praying, pray for others. It has been about you for too long. You pray and pray until you even don't have something to pray about. And now you start praying about eyebrows. You pray that you have extension, your eyebrow will grow. Lord, why is it me alone? My eyebrow, there's nothing there. Why, Lord? That has been your main problem. eyebrows. Your weight is now your big fasting, and as we are about to fast, that's the first thing that came in your mind. That small of my weight will go away. It must be about you, eh? It has to be about you. Now we are fasting and praying, it has to be about you. That I have to lose some weight. Now, Reverend, thank you very much for announcing the fast. It's an opportunity for me to lose some weight. It has to be about you. But don't think only about your own interests, but take an interest in others too. In addition to your interests. When I announced the fast, wasn't it come to your mind that another opportunity for me to lose weight? Soon as I said it, this one, I will do it. I will lose 10 pounds. By all means, within the week, I'll make sure I lose 10 pounds. Pray for others. We are praying for others. We are praying for Swollen Sunday. That is why we are fasting. Hallelujah. Finally, Philippians chapter 2, verse 20. NLT, stay right there. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 20. He says, I have no one else like Timothy. This is Paul. He says, I have no one else like Timothy who genuinely cares about your welfare. This is Timothy. This is the description of Timothy. May this be your description, that you genuinely care about other people's welfare. He says, I have no one else like Timothy who genuinely cares about your welfare. All the others, say all the others. Say including you, point to your neighbor, including you. Including you. He says, all the others care only for themselves. And not what matters to Jesus Christ. They don't care about what matters to Jesus Christ. But what matters to Jesus Christ is others. What matters to Jesus Christ is things that concern others. What matters to Jesus Christ is that others must hear about the kingdom also. Put your hands together for the Lord. This is all time would allow us to share. Rise to your feet. And let's bring the service to a close. So what is number one? See, because we were not talking about your job and your wedding and your planning and your children, and you don't even remember. You didn't even write notes because, oh, today when we went to church, they were talking about other people. Nothing concerning us. Number one, others need Christ. Number two, others need a shepherd. Number three, say that again. Number three, what message? The message about the gospel. Others must hear the message. And number four, say not you alone. Others have issues. Hallelujah. Clap your hands together for the Lord. And let us pray. Father, we are grateful and thankful for your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for ministering to us. Thank you for turning our hearts to others. We pray, Lord, that our hearts will be affected. Our minds will be changed, that our minds be renewed and have the mind of Christ, which thinks of others. The mind that says, others also must I preach to. The mind that says, there are others also who are not in this fold. The mind that cares about others. Let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. We are grateful, we are thankful for this transformation in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, with all eyes closed and every head bowed, you are here this afternoon. The gospel message is that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died for your sins. and saved you from perishing. If you are here this afternoon, you are not born again. You have not received Jesus Christ. You have not received the salvation that comes from Jesus Christ. You are not saved. If you were to die today, you don't know where you will be. But beloved, there is heaven and there is hell. If you are hearing the word of God today, do not harden your heart. Jesus Christ died for your sins. He is here to save you. If you are here, you want to give your life to Christ. You want to receive Jesus as your master, as your savior, as your Lord. You want to serve Jesus. If that is you, lift up your hand and I'll pray with you. Wherever you are, just lift up your hand. You are saying, Pastor, I want to receive Jesus Christ as my savior. God bless you. I see your hand. I see your hand. Is there anyone here also? Anyone else? You want to receive Jesus Christ as your savior? If that is your prayer, keep your hand up. I want to pray with you. You want to give your life to Christ? Keep your hand up. God bless you. I want to pray with you. I want to pray. Anyone else want to join? Lift up your hand. I'll pray with you. If you have lifted up your hand, come. Come, let me pray for you. Come. I want you to repeat this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for my sins. Please forgive me of my sins. Please wash me with your blood. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Master. Be my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. Lord, we are grateful. We are thankful. I leave your handmaiden in your capable hand. Let there be a shield around about her. And keep her away from the evil one. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, sister. What's your name? God bless you. My name is Reverend Bright. I want to be your friend, Ashley, okay? At the end of the service, I would like to speak with you. Ashley, we have a special gift for you. We will give it to you later, okay? God bless you. Clap your hands together for Jesus. You know,
we believe you have been blessed with this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Kodesh Family Church, located at 1810 Randall Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you!